Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Friday, February 12th. It's currently minus 15 degrees, feels like minus 25 degrees with the wind chill. But this is not a weather podcast. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by FeedPress. Please visit feed.press/dailyish today to try out and sign up and check out FeedPress for your blog, your podcast, or your podcast blog, or your mouthcast, or your mouth blog. You can try it for 14 days, no contracts or commitments. If you use promo code Dailyish during your checkout, you'll also get 10% off your first year of awesome podcast hosting and blog analytics, RSS analytics. So it's also brought to you by Patreon supporters like you, possibly. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how to support me with your Benjamins and or your Canadianisms or whatever dollar metric thing you use in your neck of the woods. It is much appreciated and very much, I'm very grateful for the folks who do support me there and continue to do so, and the folks who've stopped for whatever reason. I'm still grateful for their support. One thing we've done, just quickly mention with the Patreon supporters, I've messaged all of them to let them know, but there's a Slack channel. I don't think I've mentioned this on the podcast, a Slack channel, a Slack group that we've set up for anybody who supports any show on Good Stuff in any sort of way. They're welcome to join a special sort of listener and host supported Slack group. And so shows like The Morning Show and Three Guys, Three Questions and Dailyish. And as others come on board, they'll be welcome to as well. But the listeners and supporters of those shows are welcome to join our special Slack group. We just need your email address. So if you're interested and you're a supporter through Patreon, or like other, if you just mail me money, I guess too, you can get in access that way as well. And it's a fun group. We just started actually a Minecraft server for the Patreon listeners as well. So if you're into Minecraft and want to join a fun group of nerds playing some Minecraft on a server together, you're welcome to do so. Let me know if you have questions about that. My family is gone. And before I even go further, I need to apologize for the last, 2 days now that I didn't record a podcast? Terrible. Awful. This has been a bad week. But I'm getting one in here by the wire on Friday night. My family's gone, gone to visit my brother-in-law, Chris, who I occasionally do a podcast with, Lost in Lemon, and not to visit him, really. He's inconsequential, probably is because they're going to actually visit new niece sister and my sister-in-law and stuff. I stayed behind because I've taken, as you may have heard in this podcast, I was in Mexico and have taken a lot of days off lately, and so needed to just get kind of caught up on work. And so I'm living the dream, which means I'm currently eating nachos and enjoying an adult beverage at 10:48 p.m. on a Friday night, which is probably exactly what I'd be doing if my family was here. The difference is, you know, I can work all weekend as much as I want, so that's awesome. Also, I can potentially sleep in, but my body's become pretty attuned to waking up at 6:30, no matter what is going on in the world, no matter what time I go to bed, because that's when our kids jump on us, and so we'll see. I'll maybe report back if I think of it. Maybe I'll do some weekend podcasting in light of the lack this week. So one thing I want to encourage you to check out, if you're at all curious about podcasting, but even especially if you're not, don't even worry about the podcasting sort of label, is an interesting little app called Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, like the boat Anchor. Anchor.fm is their website. It's iOS only, like iPhone, iPad only. And right now so far, but I'm sure they'll have an Android version soon. You can kind of think of it as like Instagram for podcasting. It's kind of a silly label to like say it's this for that, but kind of helps. Like it's where you could do audio stuff without having to worry about too much production, and you just talk into your phone and you can actually use and listen to it as if you're talking on the phone, like making a phone call. There's a notification from Anchor, actually. Speak of the devil. And so, anyways, I've been posting little thoughts on there, and as well as other folks from Good Stuff, Aaron Goodwin, especially here, host of the new show on Good Stuff called Three Guys, Three Questions, which you should check out, goodstuff.fm/3G3Q. He's been posting little thoughts and comments on there a lot, and random folks who I don't, it isn't really connected to your sort of Twitter, Facebook feeds in any real meaningful way. And so it's kind of like different folks I'm meeting. And so, and are interacting with on there. So it's kind of fun. We'll see if the novelty wears off of like listening to audio. It takes work, right? And you have to be somewhere that you can listen or somewhere that you can record. It's not like posting a tweet or an Instagram picture or whatever. But anyways, I'll just play you this clip from someone named Ingrid, which I think is her real name.
Okay, first of all, did you just mention Google Wave? Like, that is a pretty nice callback. And I think, okay, I'm going to do everything you just said, but I'm also going to start a podcast so that I play, yeah, everything that you just said through my podcast. And yeah, and then if we can all just end up on Google Wave, that the internet will break, but my heart will not.
So I don't know who Ingrid is. I'm going to turn off notifications now. I don't know who Ingrid is, but she sounds pretty chill, pretty fun, and interesting, and hopefully she does start a podcast. Maybe it could get hosted on Good Stuff. Who knows? But at any rate, what's interesting is just the voices and the thoughts and the things that are being shared on there. That it's in, like, very personal, right? It's audio. It's the person's voice, so there's no faking it, and you can't even be anonymous, really. I guess you have to sign up with either a Twitter account or a login. So I guess you could be anonymous, but it is like your voice that people are going to hear. So I'm short of like running it through some voice recorder thing and changing your voice. Anyways, all that to say, you can basically record up to a two minute, sort of, they call them waves, which goes with the anchor nautical theme, et cetera. Get it? 2 minutes sort of post or comment or whatever. And then people can reply to your thing only in audio form as well. So it's not like there's comments or anything like that. You can either like someone's wave or you reply with your own audio. And people don't have to go and listen to everybody's audio, obviously, and you can skip around and sort of scrub through somebody's audio. But it's only a minute long. It's not that long. And so it's been kind of interesting just to play with. And it's almost, I've been thinking about, like, I help people get started with podcasting and do editing for people with podcasting. It's kind of almost like a way to try out podcasting very cheaply and just getting used to the idea of your voice going out there and having other people hear it. And are you okay with that? And, or does that make you like get hot sweats, and not like the nacho hot sweats, but like the like nervous hot sweats or cold sweats, I guess, sweats of some sort. And it's like very frictionless, friction-free, pretty easy to get signed up. It has an amazing, actually, for what it is, an amazing onboarding experience, like a sign-up experience is so good. One of the best I've ever seen for an app, in my opinion, to get you on board and using the app. And so I'd really encourage you to check it out. I'll put a link in the show notes to the app. And I think I can link, yeah, I can link to my account profile or maybe one of my anchors or waves or whatever on there as well. So I'm going to now go play Firewatch for the rest of the weekend because I have no vehicle. And it's cold outside, so suck it, winter.